Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Charlotte, North Carolina. Dan Roach along with Christian Fourier and Matt Chatham. Coming up on Friday night, it's Patriots preseason game number 3, the Patriots and the Panthers, and they call that the dress rehearsal game. And Christian, we begin with you. Tom Brady, the offense hasn't looked good that first unit so far. What are you expecting to see on Friday night?
Well, hopefully, you know, we get some third down conversions from Tom Brady. I mean, he hasn't really seen him a lot. 7 plays in the first game, 9 in the second game, and he hasn't completed 1 third down completion. Wasn't entirely his fault, but I think just having some more confidence, completing some passes, moving the offense down the field, whether he gets a touchdown or not, I don't even care. I just want to see some progression, guys getting involved, and him getting into a rhythm and just feeling comfortable with himself and everything else, pocket presence, everything that goes into it, because he's probably not going to play the next game, and this will probably be the last time we see him on the field before the regular season.
And I see some wide receivers, too. Edelman, you know, Amendolis, guys dressing that first unit, too.
And, you know, and if we don't see those guys, just, you know, the younger guys have been showing up, so I don't think he'll miss a step there. Will we see Gronk? Will we see Edelman? Not really sure. It doesn't look like LaFell is going to be there. But those guys aren't going to miss much if they're not there. But the key, I think, for Tom is just getting in some rhythm, completing a third down play, and then just keeping the chains moving, and then touchdown, no touchdown, just, you know, at least 15 plays.
All right, Matt Chatham, what do you want to see out of the defense when it comes to the Patriots
on
Friday?
Well, I really think the strength of this team, Roachie, is going to be when this is all said and done, end of the year. I think this is a linebacker-led group. I think that's really where their talent lies. I look at guys like Dante Hightower, Jerod Mayo, and obviously the other guy that we've seen a lot of, Jamie Collins, but we haven't seen the three of them on the field together. That is critical at the linebacker level because communication, the way they play off of one another, we just simply haven't gotten to see it. There's a chance because we've now seen some of these guys dress and travel that they'll be there together. We don't know. The second portion of that a lot of people out there are wondering about is what's going to happen on the back end. What's the configuration going to be? And I think that's one of the major questions because in the dress rehearsal game, as Christian mentioned, you're starting to work towards what it'll most likely be. So Friday night, we're going to see what their best guess is, who there will be at each corner spot, who it'll be at the safety, and how they fit together.
Yeah, we start to get some answers. I think that's what everyone's looking forward to. It's going to be fun. Christian will be there. Matt will be there. I'll be there as well. We're all looking forward to it. Hope you join us for the broadcast on Friday night.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.